celebrate Independence Day this year. AAA says that's about 2.6% fewer highway travelers than last year. The recent spike in fuel prices and the recession is being blamed for keeping people homebound this 4th of July. Officials at the Methodist University Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, confirmed Tuesday night that Apple founder Steve Jobs underwent a liver transplant earlier this year. Jobs is now said to be recovering, and his prognosis looks good. News reports indicated the California-based billionaire flew to Memphis to bypass waiting lists for organ transplants. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Dogger.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And today we have a gentleman, I read an article on one of my favorite internet sites, going into the background of this gentleman's view. His name is Mr. Kirby, and we're going to be talking about his view of what's going on financially. We are in terrible trouble. People tell us things are getting better. They're going to get better later this year. They're going to get better next year, and I don't believe a word of this. I think they're going to get a lot worse. Over 14.5 million people are out of work, and then there are a lot of people who are unemployed, and then there are millions more have just given up because they can't find any work any place, and well over 3 million people have lost their homes since this began in 2007, and things are going to get, well, let's hear what our guest has to say about what's going on and what needs to be done. Thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure to meet you, Dr. Stan.
You go right ahead with your story.
Well, which particular story would you like me to address? First off, Dr. Stan?
Well, which thing do you think would be the most apropos? Certainly, I think that we ought to get into what caused why we're in the mess we are today. Is the Obama administration's program going to get us out of this? Can we spend more money and get out of the problem we got into from spending too much money?
I don't believe so. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if we're going to address where this began or the story behind the story, in all likelihood, we have to really start with the formation of the Federal Reserve back in 1913.
All right, fine. Well, let's talk about the Third Central Bank of the United States, because that's really what it was. We had the first, second, and second central banks. And, of course, the Federal Reserve was a third central bank, a privately owned central bank. And most people don't understand this is not a government agency.
No, the Federal Reserve is, and I'm sure many of the listeners have probably heard the cliche statements who are coined by so many people now certainly in the contrarian media. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express, and they have no reserves. And when people hear that for the first time, it's usually quite a shock. I can certainly tell you, Dr. Stan, it came as a shock to me when I first found out that the Federal Reserve was not federal, because my background was being post-secondary education at an accredited university in Canada, where I got an economics degree, and then I went on to work for 15 years in the international capital markets for a firm that was completely international. And the funniest thing is our firm was actually known for having the closest relationship with the Federal Reserve for the 15 years that I was in the institutional markets. I spent 11 years with one firm, and that firm was had a very close relationship with the Federal Reserve and was actually the biggest broker of Fed funds in the world. And, you know, for the life of me, through my university education and through my 15 years working in the capital markets, I didn't know that the Federal Reserve was not an arm of the U.S. government.
Well, I think one of the hardest things for me was to unlearn what I learned in college. I mean, I learned a profession. I'm very grateful for my medical education, but even some of that was very, very faulty. But as far as history and the background of our country and economics, almost everything I learned just wasn't true.
Well, exactly, Dr. Stant. And in all honesty, when we start speaking about the Federal Reserve, which is highly pertinent to what's going on in today's world, but people have to realize that the Federal Reserve is more or less a franchise, and the mothership or the corporate entity that, at least on paper, rules above the Federal Reserve is the Bank for International Settlements. And the Bank for International Settlements is located in Basel, Switzerland. And there, the Bank for International Settlements is actually referred to widely as the central bank of central banks. So this is another institution which I think the correct terminology or the correct descriptive for them, they're supranational. They report to... Ostensibly, they report to no governing body. They are unto themselves, and they are basically an organization that with creating the world's money. And countries that don't play by the rules as laid down by the Bank for International Settlements and the Club of Central Banks tends to end up on the bad side of the stick politically, geopolitically, geoeconomically, and I think it would be a surprise to nobody that the countries of the world, the most obvious offenders of the central bank community that don't play by the rules dictated from Switzerland, from Basel, Switzerland, from the BIS, those countries would include Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, and it's probably a little bit out. Up until they were occupied, Iran wasn't playing by the BIS rules, and that sort of gives you a little bit of an idea, or maybe that should make something twig with some of the listeners that the marching orders globally. It's a pretty big enchilada, and to talk about the Federal Reserve as being the be all and the end all in central banking, I think, is a little bit misplaced. And although they are a hugely, hugely dominant factor, and if you want to think about the world's central banking community as being a team, the Federal Reserve would certainly be up in the category of being the Michael Jordan of the global team of central bankers. So, I mean, back in Michael Jordan's heyday, if you were talking about the Chicago Bulls, you were going to have a discussion about Michael Jordan, but there were other players on the team as well, and some of them had big, you know, there was Dennis Rodman and there was the Scottie Pippen. I mean, it was a team. But absolutely, Michael Jordan was the one who got the most attention, the most light, and deservedly so. And in the world of central banks, the Federal Reserve tends to get where the light shines the brightest. But understand that there's a hierarchy and a team that's built around the Federal Reserve.
Well, I think the significant thing, though, is that the Federal Reserve, or the central banks, we should call them throughout the world, really are almost like a parallel government to the duly elected government, because, of course, they control the monetary system. The monetary really controls the economy of the nations, and if they want the economy to boom, it's going to boom. If they want the economy to contract, it's going to contract. And of course, most people think that our Congress really sort of runs things, but the truth of the matter is the central bank really runs our economy, and by so doing, they can certainly make things very good or very, very bad for the politicians. And if they want to get rid of a president, why things look terrible when it's coming to an election time. If they want that politician to do well, things are going to look good. And it sounds very simple, and I really think it is, but the average American has no idea.
Well, Dr. Stan, your point is well taken, and it is extremely accurate. And the thing is, in my view anyway, it goes even deeper than that. And it goes back to, and I'm going to try to reemphasize and really shine the light where I think a lot of light needs to be shone, because I don't think enough people speak about where the real roots of this central banking entity, and to me, and to my view, it's a menace. But
you're going to have to hold that off, because we're going to go to a break. But as soon as we get back, I want you to begin shedding some light onto what's really going on.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and why don't you just pick up the story? You were going to tell us about, of course, shining some light onto what's really going on.
Yeah, I was, Dr. Stan. I wanted to speak about the preeminence of Switzerland as the world's money center. And most people, when you mention the term Switzerland in banking, most people immediately get connotations or think in their head of Swiss bank accounts, secrecy. And I mean, there's a reason for that from an historical perspective, and that's because the Swiss have had a great deal of aptitude for banking. They banked both sides in the conflicts of the great world wars, which is interesting, and managed to remain neutral through all that, which is an interesting thing. And a lot of people associate the Swiss with gold and gold accounts. And the interesting thing, which ties to your point that you made earlier, that central banks have the ability to crown leaders or get rid of leaders, be they presidents, prime ministers, throughout the world, sort of on a whim. I'd like people to realize that one of the big conflicts of the last 40 years occurred in Lebanon. And the Lebanese conflict is one that was a complete and utter mystery to me for a great, great many years. And I knew very, very little about why the Lebanese conflict ever occurred, what it was really all about. Speaking from a strictly historical standpoint, the city of Beirut, which is the capital of Lebanon, was in the aftermath of the U.S. going off the gold standard, or the collapse of the Bretton Woods Agreement, when President Nixon closed the gold window in August of 1971, the world was thrust onto a petrodollar standard. And petrodollars and the weight of petrodollars became the preeminent financial focus in the world. And people would be smart to realize that most of the petrodollars came from the Middle East, and it was a natural in the very beginning for the Middle Eastern sheikhs who suddenly had, after nationalizing what were largely Anglo and American Anglo. Or Dutch Anglo-American companies, the big oil companies, when they started to get nationalized, the proceeds from the petrodollar trade that were initially all being recycled through Switzerland prior to the close of the gold window, and when the Anglo-American Dutch companies all had control of the Middle Eastern oil, in the early 70s, what we found was that Beirut was rising as a banking center. and as an international banking center.
In fact, it was called the Switzerland of the Near East.
And that's why it's called the Switzerland of the Near East, because it functionally was beginning to operate as a Switzerland from a banking perspective. And it's interesting, if you go to Wikipedia, and if you want to Google the Lebanese Civil War, I find it very peculiar personally that there's, it's not that Wikipedia is the last word on anything, but it's interesting to me that they put there's no consensus among many scholars and researchers on what triggered the Lebanese Civil War. Well, the Lebanese Civil War began in 1975. And in 1975, Beirut was beginning to challenge Switzerland as the world center for the global petrodollar trade. And what gave Beirut the leg up on Geneva as a banking center was that they spoke the language of the people where the oil was coming from. They knew the customs. They spoke the language. So it was sort of a natural for the business to gravitate. And plus, as you said, with Beirut being called the Switzerland of the Middle East, Beirut is a city much like Geneva. It's got the nice temperatures during the day, but it's got the backdrop of the mountains where they're skiing. So I mean the symbolism and the similarities are incredible. But isn't it now, maybe it was just a coincidence, but isn't it interesting that when something came to challenge the world banking center, let's call it the center of world banking or the center of central banking, when something was rising to challenge that, it suddenly found itself devolved into a civil war, which apparently scholars and researchers can't arrive at a consensus as to exactly how it happened.
Well, I think we find, if we study history, many of these strange coincidences and things, when you really can't figure them out, sometimes it's best to follow the money and follow the power and understand that many wars and revolutions are fought for far different reasons than the public is ever allowed to know.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, to that point, I can only say that I wrote a paper on that back in 2006, and it's called The Root of All Evil. And it's archived at Financial Sense for anybody who would care. But it's very interesting, and it just draws the parallels of the central banking, and it's the central banking entity, which has got control. It's the central banking entity and their chief product. Central banks, McDonald's are in the business of making hamburgers, and central banks are in the business of fiat money. And it's fiat money that's killing us, because fiat money is, at its core, fundamentally, it is an unstable product. And all fiat currencies that have ever been introduced in the world, and they measure in the thousands, every one of them has ended in a disaster.
But
and the reason they all end in a disaster is because the product itself is inherently unstable.
But, you know, and most people don't understand that. Most people don't understand the history of money. They don't understand this has been tried time and time again in ancient Venice and ancient Florence. I said they've tried, you know, time and time again, you know, even in modern times in France and certainly in America, you know, during the Revolutionary War. But all fiat monies eventually collapse, and our fiat money system is in the process of collapsing, and you're not going to solve the problem of fiat money that's collapsing by producing more fiat money, and you're not going to get out of debt created by spending and consumption by more spending and more consumption.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And before we go on, would you have a website you'd like to get out or let people know how to get in touch with you and your firm you work for?
Sure thing. I am the owner and proprietor of KirbyAnalytics.com, and I write the, I'm the editor, writer of the Kirby Analytics newsletter, which is a, it's advertised as a twice a month information newsletter, but the reality is it tends to be about a letter a week, and I do a fair amount of writing in the public realm, but there's all that and more for subscribers, Dr. Stan.
All right. How can people get in touch with you?
There's a through the website KirbyAnalytics.com.
All right.
There's a contact link there, just with my email address, which is rkirby@kirbyanalytics.com.
All right, very good. Well, let's go ahead with what we were talking about. You were just sort of talking about how if you follow the money, well, you begin to get the idea that maybe, of course, maybe the Lebanese war was a direct byproduct of the fact that they were challenging the preeminence of Switzerland. But, you know, one of the things that seems to bother me right now is that Switzerland seems to be bowing down to the international forces that are trying to get it to give up the names. Switzerland's always been known for secrecy and privacy and banking, and now tremendous pressure is being put on Switzerland to go along with the world monetary system that doesn't want to have any money, any place that they don't know about. It's almost as if the people in charge here in the United States and, of course, with the other central banks want to be able to control everybody's money and really want to know everything about them and regulate and regiment every human being in the whole world.
Well, the way I would answer that statement, which is completely and absolutely true what you just said, but what I'd like to throw in on top of that is that central bankers are extremely crafty people, and to illustrate just how crafty they are, we can take a direct quote from a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Alan Blinder, who went on national TV in the United States back in the 1990s. And I'll just give this little quote. He said on TV, the last duty of a central banker is to tell the public the truth. So if we take him at his word, and if we think in terms of central bankers are supposedly now showing that there's a transparent side to them, I wonder if that's really the truth. And quite frankly, Dr. Stan, my thoughts regarding Switzerland currently and their seeming willingness to cooperate a little bit more. You see, I think the cart's in front of the horse, because what we're talking about here is it, or at least it has the appearances of the Fed dictating to Switzerland under the under Homeland Security or whatever that Switzerland must acquiesce to the U.S. And I think that's backwards, because you see the head office of central banking globally is in Basel, Switzerland. And Basel, Switzerland, I think if you do a little bit of research, you'll find out that they make the rules. So I know appearances can be funny at times, but it would appear to me that the notion that the Fed is dictating to the Swiss regarding the way banking is conducted globally, I wouldn't buy it for a minute, and because that's not the way the rules work. The rules kind of work in a much different way than that.
Well, what you're really describing is really almost this powerful force behind the scenes. Most people don't even consider the central banks. I mean, we have a government, we have a president, we have a Supreme Court. But behind that is this other power, this almost invisible power that is a worldwide power that dictates to the sovereign nations all throughout the world, or at least tries to.
Exactly, Dr. Stan. If we take, for instance, if we take the Federal Reserve, and if we go to their website, we can look right on their website. They actually have the gall to put a mission statement right on their website. And let me just read to you quickly what the mission statement of the Federal Reserve, and this is right on their website. Anybody can go there and read this. The Federal Reserve System is the central bank of the United States. It was founded by Congress in 1913 to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. Over the years, its role in banking and the economy has expanded. Today, the Federal Reserve's duties fall into four general areas. conducting the nation's monetary policy by influencing the monetary and credit conditions in the economy in pursuit of maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. Second thing, supervising and regulating banking institutions to ensure the safety and soundness of the nation's banking and financial system. The third thing, maintaining the stability of the financial system and containing systemic risk. And the fourth thing, providing financial services to depository institutions, the U.S. government, et cetera. Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Stan, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who wouldn't give them a failing grade on everything that they state, that their mission is concerned with.
And yet the, President Obama wants to turn over to the Fed that has created, and I believe is primarily responsible for the crisis and the collapse of our economy that we're seeing today. He wants to give them supervision over literally all of the financial institutions in the United States, which would be the certainly the hedge funds and the insurance policies and the pension funds and all of these organizations, money market funds. He wants the Federal Reserve to be able to supervise everything. They can't even, you know, give us a stable currency, and full employment, much less supervise everything. Central planning just doesn't work.
Now, you know what, Stan, Dr. Stan, the notion that President Obama wants to give the Federal Reserve expanded oversight and expanded powers, it makes about as much sense as somebody who failed every course he took in high school being made the valedictorian.
I think that's a good analogy. Of course, the thing is, I really shouldn't say President Obama. I believe he's simply a puppet for the powers that be working behind the scenes with very, very powerful forces affiliated with the Trilateral Commission dictating President Obama's policy, and he, of course, will dutifully go along with what they tell him to do. And, of course, what they really want is to centralize more power in their own hands.
And you've just summed up in a big picture exactly what's going on, and that is the guts of what's going on, and everything else is noise around that core theme, because that's exactly what's occurring.
And, of course, if you know who the characters are, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, but for our listeners out there, you can't tell what's going on unless you know who the players are. And it's simply Timothy Geithner and Larry Summers and Paul Volcker. And there's a little group. You probably know all about the Group of 30, but it's you can read about them on the Internet. And there are 30, certainly people, experts in finance, including the president of the Bank of China. 30 people who are really running the finances, and three of them are the closest advisors to President Obama. And most people have never even heard of this little group or many of the other little groups that seem to coalesce into this power structure that, in my estimation, really rules the world. And as Robert Reich once said, Congress really is quite irrelevant. Congress is irrelevant. Remember, Robert Reich was Secretary of Labor. He's certainly one of the key figures in what's going on behind the scenes. A Rhodes Scholar, went to Oxford, knows all the key players. And his term, Congress is irrelevant, and the Federal Reserve's really running what's going on in America. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess with Mr. Kirby, we're simply talking about the force behind the scenes, the ones that they never really talk about. But the Fed certainly works in concert with FDIC and with the U.S. Treasury Department. They're really sort of a troika that runs things behind the scenes. And of course, funded with our money, they've created certainly a power structure that really, of course, dwarfs the power of Congress and certainly our duly elected representatives. So you pick up the story there.
I'd love to speak to that point, because what I'd specifically like to talk about is we in the last year and a half, we've seen a lot of financial institutions come under extreme hardship, and we've seen occasionally we see an institution fail. We've even seen a couple of rather big institutions meet untimely or very trying ends, which to me raises the question in terms of who is actually making the decisions in terms of who the survivors are and who gets to fall on their sword. And the reason I bring the point up, I will point out that the products, the toxicity or the products with the toxic qualities that have killed institutions like Bear Stearns, like Lehman Brothers, like Countrywide, those same products are held in exponentially greater concentrations in institutions which have seemingly not only survived but thrived. And as a possible explanation as to why that is or how that can be, because it sure makes me scratch my head, I'd like to point out to people that back in 2006, there was a Business Week article. It was written by a reporter named Don Kopecky, and the piece was titled, Intelligence Czar Can Waive SEC Rules. The gist of the article, President George W. Bush had bestowed back then on his intelligence czar, John Negroponte, broad authority in the name of national security to excuse publicly traded companies from their usual accounting and securities disclosure obligations. Notice of the development came in a brief entry in the Federal Register dated 5 May 2006 that was opaque to the untrained eye. So what that means, Dr. Stan, is that the intelligence office, which is an adjunct to the executive branch in the United States, the intelligence office has the ability to grant companies, publicly traded companies, that could be banks like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Bank of America, or whoever. Maybe a defense company. Maybe whoever. But anyway, what it means is if the intelligence office deems that a publicly traded company and their interests are in the or their activities are in the interests of national security, they can be legally excused from reporting their true financial condition. And I mean, this is a law that's on the books. The authority to exercise that law was recently passed from the president to the national security apparatus. And if anybody's going to tell me that that authority has been in play, because it's clearly in play because it was transferred. And if it wasn't in play, why would they have dusted, it's a law that's been actually on the books since the 1930s. And its functionality would have changed in the last 2 years, two or three years. And there's no way that would have been changed or handed off if it wasn't. So that raises or opens another can of worms, which doesn't fit back into the can that they come out of. And it makes me ask the questions, like which institutions, which companies might be operating under a pass where they're not reporting their true financial condition, which means they can skirt SEC rules, which means that we don't really know necessarily what the state of anything is.
In fact, I think it's so interesting, if you go back and study Bear Stearns, Bear Stearns had $17 billion on the bank on Friday, and by Sunday, the 15th of March of 2008, why they were bankrupt. How did that happen? Did that just happen? The gremlins do it? No, obviously there was something behind that, and of course, government couldn't give any money to Bear Stearns, but they could give almost $30 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase to absorb Bear Stearns. Why could they help J.P. Morgan Chase, but they couldn't help Bear Stearns? Things are never as they appear to be. And incidentally, we're out of time, but I would love to have you back on again. I hope you'll come. I think we can have some fascinating conversations and help to get our people out there really thinking. You have a great grasp of what's going on.
Would love to do so, Dr. Stan, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me as well. That guy, I guess, has been Mr. Kirby, and he writes his newsletter. He has an advising service up there in Toronto, and a fascinating source of information. You can find his articles at financialsense.com as well as at his website. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that. Of course, if you really want to understand what's going on financially, let me suggest our talk on the Financial Armageddon, the DVD, and of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that that will give you all the really important speeches by Andrew Jackson and by Congressman McFadden and Congressman Wright Patman and even Alan Greenspan's classic article on gold and freedom. You need to read these things. You need to read our newsletters. You need to read that we have the Congressional Oversight Committee for April there. Even this Congressional Oversight Committee that's monitoring the TARP funds really can't figure out what they're doing with the money because, of course, they're not as transparent as they'd like you to be. Lots of letters going back and forth, but when you try to pin them down, it's like trying to press down on a glob of mercury. It just goes and squishes out in every direction. So if you really want to understand, let me suggest the Financial Armageddon, the talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it some years ago, but it is still very apropos today, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. But to really put things in perspective, you have to understand the occult foundation of everything going on today. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so vitally important. Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, and of course there's a syllabus that goes with that. The information is there. You need to get it. You need, of course, to study it, and then you need to help us get the information out. Because you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that since the inception of recorded history, there have been people who had a different objective, who worked within the shadows, who had mystical power and ability, who had tapped into the other dimension, into the mystical dimension. Until you understand there's a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, very little going on today makes any sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And behind the financial battles that are taking place is that eternal spiritual battle which has been going on since the beginning of recorded time. And so 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite. Not get a thing accomplished, but, boy, you'll get a lot of information. Of course, there's 4 hours live there. There's another hour earlier that's not on our website at AmericanNewsNet.com. But RadioLiberty.com, you can listen 4 hours a day live. You can listen to the archive programs, the blog, the MP3, the satellite feed, 9 hours a day. And there, of course, we'll have Joyce Riley as well and lots of other great programs. And so remember, first, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Then if you, Chris, haven't laid in your supply of long-term storage food, we'll be glad to send you a catalog. You'll get the same wholesale prices you'll get from Ready Reserve because we work with them. If you need to get your Berkey products, if you water products for water filtration, if you'd like to get some food products, of course, we carry these. These are health products that will help to boost your immune system and keep you healthy. And then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision. And for our protection, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application, Flycast.